What really makes us better people is our capacity to question the status quo to achieve positive change. If you are seeking to adopt new habits, to learn about a kind lifestyle, low-waste living, and speaking up for justice, you have come to the right place. Together, we will make the switch that will light up this world. I'm Morgan, and I'm happy to welcome you on this journey.
Hello, beautiful souls. No, I should look here. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to this new episode. Today, I want to focus on women and especially on menstruation. I think that's a topic that's not talked enough about. I think that between women, we should really support each other, and the least we can do is just to really help each other in this time, which can be lived and experienced quite differently depending, you know, just from woman to woman. Personally, I've never had like any huge cramps and any big discomfort. I don't really have heavy flows. But it, like I said, it can really vary from woman to woman, and that's why I just thought I would give my little contribution to the topic, and if those tips might help you, then that's all I can be grateful for. And without further ado, let's dig right in. So I've written myself some notes right here. Sorry. First, I want to approach the topic of diet foods, what kind of foods you put into your body, and especially on in this particular time of the month, it's really crucial to pay attention to what you're going to put in your body. What I would first recommend is definitely to avoid products of animal origin. And why? It's because they've just nothing in it is good for you. First, there's just so much violence, so much abuse within those industries, and we don't have to take anything from another human or non-human animal. We don't have to exploit anyone and kill anyone so that we can thrive. So why not just go straight to the roots, go straight to the plants? The five food groups, which I really like to put an emphasis on every time, that's to say fruit, veggies, legumes, nuts and seeds, and whole grains. So really focus on those five food groups. But in this particular period, there are some nutrients that you want to focus more on that might help you fight those menstrual cramps or any discomfort that you might be experiencing during your menstruation time. But first, I would like to mention things that I would personally avoid, and I mean I avoid them on a daily basis because those are the kind of things that just bring damage, I think, in the body. So what I mean with this is tobacco and alcohol. I think it's highly important to just avoid those kinds of things, which, by the way, if you didn't know, cigarettes are also tested on animals. So like I said, no one has to suffer for us to just like have some pleasure, and I think you're doing much more damage than any good to your body when you're smoking or drinking alcohol. So avoid this too. In that time, you might also want to avoid stimulants like caffeine. So maybe avoid coffee and caffeine containing teas. So maybe go for more herbal teas. That's what I'm going to talk about in a little bit, so which herbal teas I would favor in the time of my menstruations. So, like I said at the beginning, focus on those five food groups, those five plant-based food groups. But within those, you also want to just put an emphasis on antioxidants-rich foods, anti-inflammatory foods as well, calcium-rich foods, and then different spices, which we're gonna see later, which will have a benefit on your cramps. So, among the antioxidants-rich foods, you might find berries. So go for all types of berries, especially the darkest kinds of berries are the richest in antioxidants among the berries. Because I didn't know before, but actually there are even some foods that are even richer in antioxidants than, let's say, blueberries, which to me blueberries was like at the top, but it's not. So berries, like I said, are rich in antioxidants. You might also find bell peppers, tomatoes. If I'm not mistaken, I think sweet potatoes even have a quite good amount of antioxidants. And you are going to want to go for anti-inflammatory foods. So that's more spices, actually. So things like turmeric, cinnamon, and ginger. I will link the website of Nutrition Facts. And you can have a look there, type in the research bar something like menstruation, and then you will have all the different articles, and among them are some articles with different studies that have shown how, for example, ginger can really help with not only the pain intensity, but the length of the pain within the three first days of your periods. So that's about within, per day, about one teaspoon of ginger. I think it's actually ginger powder in this study that I looked at. And yeah, it definitely helped women a lot within the first 3 days of their period. As for the herbal teas, I would here favor some teas that are going to be soothing, relaxing. One that is great for this is chamomile tea. You could also go for one of the best herbal teas for women, especially to take care of your reproductive system, and that is red raspberry leaf tea. This one will help reduce the tightening of the pelvic and uterine muscles. Also, I've noted sage tea. This one is also particularly good to help with the cramps, but also if you have if your menstruations are not quite regular, or if you haven't had them for a long time, sage tea might help you get them back, which I personally had done after I was eating for quite a while only raw vegan foods. And now I know that I wouldn't do it for such a long time. I would increase maybe the raw foods in my diet, but I would never completely go back on a 100% fully raw diet, because during that time I probably didn't have my periods for several months, which is definitely not normal. And what I want to say at this place is that I think we should regard our periods differently. I know that for some women it might be quite a traumatizing experience, especially if you're having lots of pain, but I think that we should remind ourselves that it is a sign of our health. It's a sign of that our reproductive system is working well, and yeah, I think that's why it's actually something that maybe we shouldn't celebrate it, but like we should be thankful for it. We should be grateful that this happens every month. Then we have the calcium-rich foods, which should be emphasized as well during this particular time. So that could be beans, some different types of nuts like almonds. You can also consume tahini, which is sashimi butter. You could definitely implement more dark leafy greens as well in your diet. Definitely really important, hydrate. Make sure to drink lots of water, because it's a time where you're losing quite a lot of fluids, so you're also losing water. So make sure to hydrate, whether it's with herbal teas like I recommend, or just some fresh water with maybe some mint in there, or ginger chunks, or just a lemon squeeze, something that's a bit more refreshing and that doesn't taste maybe too bland for you if you're not like a big fan of pure like just water. But once a week I just go and have my me time, as I like to call it, and in this time I would either use after the shower some shea butter on my body, or you can just use any type of oil that you like better. In this case it's just almond oil, and then you might want to use this one to dilute some essential oil drops in there, and then you can just use it to massage your belly, massage your whole body if you really want to like have a really to be just fully in the experience of taking care of your body and expressing your love to your body as well. I think it's crucial to have that time for oneself at least once a week. I use this is called eucalyptus citriod. I don't know what's the full name, but it's got such a lovely smell. It's lemony and a bit like lemongrass almost, mixed with eucalyptus, and it's also soothing. So go for soothing essential oils as well, like lavender oil. You could also go for orange oil, or maybe something that's not like too overpowering when you have it in the room. You might use as well in French it's called a diffuser. I'm not sure, like an essential oil diffuser. So that's something that you just fill with some water, and then you add some drops of any kind of essential oils, and then it just like diffuses, like it spreads the smell of the fragrances of the essential oil in a room. So you might do that at any time of the day, maybe while you're taking a bath, or just adding some drops of the essential oil in question in your bath directly. But yeah, definitely make sure to have that time for you. Not only is it important on a regular basis, but especially at that time, make sure to have a proper sleep. Sleep is so important, and it's really not emphasized enough in our society. And sometimes it even costs lives, especially when we look at the medical system, when doctors or surgeons are not sleeping enough, and when errors, quite big mistakes, occur at the cost of someone's life. So make sure to have a proper sleep. That would be if you're an adult, like between maybe between 20 and 50 years old, you should definitely have like 8 hours of sleep, and really have it like regular. Like you cannot just skip and then think that you can compensate later. It doesn't happen with sleep. Every single hour of sleep counts. So make sure to get your sleep in. And also just try, and even though I know it's really like easier said than done, try to relax during that time. Try to really do things that soothe you, that calm you down. Like I said, with diffusing those oils, drinking teas, reading. It's all about taking care of yourself and like pausing for a little. Some women might actually enjoy the contrary to relieve them with doing physical activity. So some might enjoy just going for a run or doing some yoga to actually be more focused on the breathing, and maybe that can also soothe the pain that you are experiencing. And finally, I think it's highly important during your menstruation to make sure that you're comfortable. So that's to say, not wearing too tight clothes, avoid maybe like really skinny jeans and like tight skirts or anything of that kind. And try to go for really loose things. And when it comes to the underwear, I have discovered like maybe a year ago or so, there's this brand called Finks, and I'm not sponsored or anything. I just really enjoyed this underwear, and I think they just deserve to be mentioned here. So you have different types of them. So there's like this thong kind, and what's special about them is that they've got like this layer in them that's like super absorbable. So you just forget, almost like if you didn't have any pains or any cramps, you would literally forget that you have your periods. They're super comfortable. They come in different colors. I love the material. I think if I'm not mistaken, so this one, for example, it's 95% organic cotton and 5% elastane. I don't know how you pronounce this, elastane. Yeah, it's really an ethical brand, and I just love what they do. And this is the last one that I got, which is like this body. I think especially if you don't like wearing bras, and like especially tight bras, which I think you should avoid at any cost, like bras with the wires in them, like it's just it's not doing you any good, I think. So like I said, if you're not a bra fan, then you can go for this super cute body, and like you can wear it with like loose pants or with a loose skirt, and still be comfortable and not having to complain about like a really tight bra. This is the perfect alternative. And yes, I think that is all for today. I hope this kind of episode helped you in some way. I hope that it's been interesting and giving you some more value, that you really could learn something from it and maybe discover different ways of soothing your pains during menstruation. And with that said, I will close everything up now. I will see you in the next episode. Bye.